Welcome to Camp Constitution Radio with your host, Hal Shirtless. This show is heard on WBCQ of the Planet every Monday night. It's also heard on our Podomatic channel, our page, podomatic.com, and put in Camp Constitution. And you can also pick it up on our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel, we uploaded a whole bunch of videos in the last couple of weeks, so we've been a little bit delayed in putting up. We got about three shows behind. But today I have my son, Nathaniel Shirtless. How are you doing, Nathaniel?
I'm doing well.
Well, thanks for joining. The reason why my son is with me, although he does help me ever since he's been a little guy, he's been helping out with different projects. Now he's now 22. But Saturday we participated in what is known as the Straight Pride Parade and Rally. And Barbara from Harlem was with us with her daughter, Bibi. And Barbara drove up from, New York, and we were hoping to get in the parade with our van, but we got there. Barbara, they were running just a little bit late, and we weren't able to get into the parade. The parade started at Copley Square in Boston and ended at the City Hall Plaza, about a mile and a half, and we did our best to get in the parade, but we kept on going to various places, and we had no success. So, Nathaniel, tell us a little about, and then I ended up giving you the banner and having you. So tell the listeners a little bit about your experiences as you were in the parade, or trying to get in the parade.
Yeah, well, it was quite an ordeal to get into the parade. So I ended up walking up the street a bit, walking up the barricades, basically. And I got to about Boston Common, and that's when I was able to at least be near the parade. But unfortunately, I was on the opposite side of the barricade, so I was on the side with all the Antifa members and all the crazy protesters. So that was fun. So I walked with them for a while, and it's almost indescribable some of the things that I saw. It was crazy over there. Just the amount of depravity, the hatred almost. It's insane. So eventually I was able to catch up with the parade during this intersection where it was kind of hard to control everybody. And kind of the barricades got a little bit crazy, and everyone kind of got mixed together. That's where some of the assaults happened, including the one that was in the Herald.
The Boston Herald is... The Boston Herald is a looks like Barbara from Harlem joined us. How you doing, Barbara?
I'm doing quite well. I can't complain.
Well, you're on the air with my son, and who, of course, shared the experience and the adventure, and he was just relating his experiences. After we made about, it took us, we did our best to get into the parade, but it had already started. We were running a little bit late, and then we just couldn't get in. And it was, I have to say, the Boston police, and they had a lot of other police from other parts of the area, Framingham, Massachusetts, Salem, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and other communities. I have to say they did a good job, sometimes maybe a little too good because we couldn't get in the parade. We didn't have any credentials, but they wouldn't let us in. And there
That's
must
true.
Have been over 1,000. And they did make arrests. They arrested a whole bunch of the Antifa types, 36 of them. Four policemen were injured. I don't think there were serious injuries. But let's just a little background on what the event. It was a Straight Pride Parade, and it was organized by several men from the greater Boston area, John Hugo, Mark Sahady, and also Samson Recupio. And they what happened was they heard about our Christian flag lawsuit, and that we were denied the right to raise a Christian flag in Boston City Hall Plaza and have a ceremony. And so they designed a straight pride flag. And there's several versions of straight pride flags out there. But this one had the Venus, the two symbols for male and female on pink and blue. Pink and blue. And they wanted to raise the flag and have a ceremony to celebrate straightness, so straight pride, and then they were denied. You can't do it.
Right.
So they decided, well, let's have a parade. And it made international news. This was about 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, all over the world. And there were a lot of people saying, about time, this is good. And, of course, there were a lot of negative, nasty, horrible liars. And then during the last 2 months, these men were getting death threats, threats of being raped, gang raped, their homes burned down. And, of course, the narrative, which is so typical of the far left, is that these people were racist, neo-Nazis, white supremacists. And I tell you, I think there were more people of color at the rally speaking than there were us pasty faces. And Barbara, the last time I saw you, it was just a few hours ago. You look—you don't look very white to me. So, tell us a little bit about your experiences and how you were invited, and what your takeaway was from this.
Well, I was up in Massachusetts at a Second Amendment Flag Day rally, and what was that? That was in Auburn, Massachusetts.
Right, which is near Worcester.
And I was invited by John Hugo to participate in this, straight pride parade. So I agreed that I would do it, and I'm glad that I did do it. I didn't know all of the background that you just gave, but what interested me was that there comes a time in our history when we need to celebrate what some of the traditions have been in this country and have made this country a great nation. And that one thing is our straightness also. You know, I think it's the other side that takes a whole month to celebrate an alternative lifestyle. To each his own, and everyone has the choice that they want to make. So I didn't see any harm in a straight pride parade to celebrate, like I said, those things, those traditions that America has stood on for centuries and has propelled it to such greatness.
And what's interesting too is that we did the straight pride participants. There was no violence. There was no hatred.
None.
And all the hatred and violence was directed against us. And they
That's
just
right.
assumed white supremacy. Now, Nathaniel, you sort of saw it firsthand because you were walking during the parade. They had barriers for almost the whole length of the parade, so you couldn't just jump over there. You would have probably been arrested. So
even me, when I was
conversation,
I was
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to actually join the parade, but I couldn't even join it because there wasn't even a gap in the barricade, and I didn't exactly want to go up too close to the barricades with all the cops. Because I mean, God bless those cops, though. I mean, they were getting swore at. They were even being called. They were called fascists, white supremacist protectors. The lady cops were getting sexually harassed by a lot of people that were so that are also tolerant and so progressive. It was really disgusting, and yet you're definitely not going to hear about that in the paper.
No.
Well, one of the somebody handed me a flyer. Like I said, we couldn't get into the parade, and Nathaniel, we sent him forward. We had this beautiful banner that we had made up. It said "Banned in Boston." It was about 8 foot long vinyl banner, and all we had was the Christian flag, and of course our website on the bottom. Which had been banned in Boston. So I said, well, we'll do our best to get, at least Nathaniel can grab one of the other participants and hold the sign up. And unfortunately, we couldn't get there. And so we got as close to the City Hall Plaza as we could, a few, maybe 4 or 5 blocks away. And we walked in. And I have to say, the security was pretty tight. There were just police everywhere. And the barricade, this was even before we got to the plaza, we're still a good distance away, and they're kind of screening people. And we got in there, and we saw on the other side of City Hall, we saw this, and I don't know how many. There weren't as many as I thought they would be, but they were just these signs with the profanity and their stupid slogans.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these little flyers that somebody handed me, one of the people inside the rally, and it said something like, "White sex is rape." It was just crazy. I got a picture of it. I put it on my Facebook page. I said, can you believe anybody takes these people serious? And it also demonstrated the very poor leadership of Mayor Walsh and the city council. They could have called their goons off. They could have said, look, let these people do their thing. He could have even been there in person and say, look, I don't like these people anymore than you do, but let's stand down. We don't need to have any incidents. We don't have to have anybody hurt. We don't want any police hurt. He didn't do that. He is a moral coward, and I'm calling him out.
Yes.
He's a moral coward.
Amen.
He's a bully. He bullied the South Boston, the St. Patrick's Day parade organizers. He bullied them with profanity, and they ended up relenting and allowing a homosexual organization to participate. That same parade group that doesn't allow the neo-Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan. And so now this parade that was pro-family parade celebrating a saint, St. Patrick, a great Christian leader, and evacuation day. But no, he wouldn't be able to show his face and show leadership because and these people are his constituents, these crazy leftists These are the people they cater to.
Yes.
And well, so tell us, Mara, a little bit about some of the speakers there besides you.
Well, you know, there was a doctor who gave a very solid background on the educational system, how all of this un-American new developments are affecting even our educational system. In other words, teaching children to be confused about their gender identity and coming out with all of this other extra stuff that adds a lot of confusion to some basic truths. And the basic truths are there are two genders, male and female, period. Then there was this other black lady.
That doctor, she gave some great figures and stats about the issue of sexuality.
She knew what she was talking about.
Yes.
And how it's impacting our youth. And then the other young lady got up there, and she spoke a lot of truth. And this was another black lady. So I'm sitting here saying to myself, where are all these white supremacists? Am I cloaked in blackness just to fool people, or am I a black woman? I mean, it was insanity. You know, I mean, they make up things, and it's so sad. They throw these labels out that are so untrue.
But by the, her name was Dr. Felicia,
N-A-C-E.
She's a scientist, and by the way, if you want to learn more about it, was the superhappyfunamerica.com or .org.
Right.
Yeah, there was also a hip hop artist there too, right?
That's right.
Justice.
That's right.
He was there. Yeah, I thought that was very interesting. And then, of course, you. And there was they don't have all the speakers on the website. Teresa, is it pronounced Teresa Stevens, Rischenberger, spiritual advisor. She has a retreat. She has a ladies' shelter in Texas.
Right.
And she had been a
prostitute.
She had been, a drug addict. And she got herself right with the Lord. And she's a fearless lady. And she said, "Look, we love you. We don't like the we don't like the homosexual lifestyle. But we'll pray for you. You need to accept the Lord as your Savior." And there was one or two speakers that I probably would have had, but hey, that's it wasn't my event, you know, so I can't I can't say. My son and I held our banner.
Yes, you did.
Band in Boston, and we held it for the whole time.
Yes,
and
we did.
Like dedicated soldiers.
That's right.
We were paying attention over there.
Well, we kept on drifting to the right. I don't know how that happened, so we had to move back every so often. We had to move a few feet back. I think we are right wing extremists. Yeah.
Yeah. So we could
and
the right.
Yeah, I didn't see any hatred. There was no hatred at all. What was interesting too is that the left has done its utmost to shut down free speech in this country. And a lot of these big left-wing cities where the leaders let the crazy Antifa people run amok. And I like what Candace Owens said about Antifa. She was testifying in Congress a few months ago, and she actually was assaulted by some Antifa people, if you remember. And she said the Ku Klux Klan was Democrat terrorists back in the 1860s.
Amen.
And she said Antifa, anyway, white racists, and now Antifa, white racist terrorists. It was interesting, though. I would say the overwhelming majority of Antifa are white people, and here they are crying about Black Lives Matter. I think we have more blacks on our side participating than they had on their side, and they're supposed to be great defenders.
I saw one or two dark spots in the crowd, but I didn't see very many black people at all, but I saw one or two dark spots. And most of the time, when I was down there at the Trump Towers before he was elected president, when we were, you know, when we would be outside of the Trump Tower, campaigning for Trump, then Antifa showed up there also. I had an opportunity at one time. I asked a young man dressed to look like he looked like a zombie. I said, "Why are you here? What is the problem?" He couldn't answer anything. Oh, F you, F this. That's their favorite word.
Because that's all they seem to have.
No explanation for why they're doing what they do. What is the meaning of it? Why are you so enraged at what? That young man could not answer one of those questions. He just went on and on with F, 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 F. I asked him, I said, is that the only word in your vocabulary? I guess he got tired of me just being calm, and he just walked off to shut up. You know? But they don't make sense. They don't make sense.
I've got to assume that some of them are on the payroll. Somebody's making money here. Absolutely. I don't think they just showed up. You know, nothing else to do on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, but let's show up and cause trouble. And then I also would love, if I had the time, to who's bailing them out? And I'm not sure how many of them are, some of them might are in restaurant unlawful assembly, but some of them, I mean, if you take a poke at it, like there's a picture, as Nathaniel said, the front page of the Herald, there's a guy who's one of the parade participants. And, no, was he actually in the parade, Nathaniel, or was he?
Yeah, he was. So he... Yeah, once I finally joined up to the parade, I was probably about 10 feet in front of him when he got a hit. So I turned around
on
my
behind.
Yeah, he got hit from behind. And I didn't see the spit on him, but you could see clearly he got hit. And then another marcher in the parade, one of the straight guys, he went over and kind of broke it up. But yeah. But you can't see me, obviously, but I'm about 10 feet in front of him walking down the street. Like, I was right there. It was crazy. And they were throwing stuff at us. They were spitting on us. They were throwing those flyers, the ones that said white sex is rape or something, some nonsense. They were throwing those at us, which I thought was pretty funny because most of them didn't even catch it. They just flew back at them.
Uh-huh.
Pretty funny. Yeah. Wow. But yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really insane when people do things like that because, you know, this is the home of the free and the – what is it? The land of the – you know what I'm trying to say. We have the freedom and we have
the
right –
home of the brave and the land of the free.
That's right. You got me straight. Yes. But the whole
no
idea
intended,
is
right?
That we all have the right to lift up and parade down the streets of America because people like yourself died for the freedoms that we have. And these Antifa people would not go to one of these foreign countries and act like that in those streets because they would be mowed down, shot down, and forgotten about.
Of course.
They'd last 2 minutes in most of these countries that they're supposed to love so much, these foreign countries. And you go to a Muslim country and see how – go down to the South Africa in Johannesburg and see how long you're going to last when you make a statement against the prevailing government. So, of course – In many respects, they're very lost, and you kind of have to pity them because of their hatred. They have this hatred, and they don't even know why they hate. It's just that
they don't know.
I would guarantee that not one of those Antifa people were homeschooled. I bet you most of them come from broken families, probably upper middle class families with all the privileges, free. They probably have beautiful homes. Their parents raised in a beautiful home in the suburbs, had all of the all of the advantages that we never had, and I'm not complaining. I went, you know, my prep school was Fort Dix, you know, but hey, I'm not complaining. As I look back, I wouldn't have it any other way. And and that's where I think what we do is so important, trying to get young people to appreciate the history of the country. It starts off, but if the narrative is everything about America is bad, it's evil. The founders were all racist and white supremacists. Not only did when they weren't exploiting black people, they were raping women and other craziness. And instead of thinking, hey, with all the flaws, and you know, you are a black woman, you've seen the flaws. I mean, you've experienced negative things, but with all of the flaws, it's the greatest country, in my humble opinion, in the history of mankind. It afforded the greatest amount of freedoms for the greatest amount of people, and it still can be that way.
Yes, yes, it can. But we have to stand up and we have to speak out. And, you know, those Antifa people remind me of Occupy Wall Street, the same kind of people. And like you say, a lot of them come from broken homes, but a lot of them come from upper-scale families, you know, and, you know, they had everything that money could buy, but they didn't get any moral training or guidance.
That's right.
And no validation.
That's right.
So they're easily influenced to go out there and express anger that's been piling up because they felt neglected with all of those $1,000 shoes and whatever. That didn't fulfill them because
that
they didn't have a mother and father.
That's right.
It doesn't. They didn't invest
that's
in those children. And they're just as bad off as those of us who come up in a broken situation where we aren't validated by that father and mother and we are not affirmed by that father and mother with that strong family bond and we have those supports. They're just as bad off. I may have come up poor, but thank God my grandmother introduced me to God, which helped me get on the right path.
And that's what they need. I have to really respect the organizers. Worked so hard to make this go. And, you know, and I think that there were some people on our side that I think were rightfully critical. Maybe they didn't like the idea of Milo Yiannopoulos, Nathaniel, I'm pronouncing it right.
Yiannopoulos.
But I understand why they did it. But, you know, here are three men. They weren't clergy members. You know, they were two Army veterans. Another fellow, John, he ran for political office a number of times, and they were just called to do this. And where are the church leaders? The church leaders
where are
so
they?
Busy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They're too busy. They're either afraid or they're so quick to criticize. Well, you're not doing it. Well, fine.
Absolutely.
Here, you take over the event. You organize it.
I don't want to do that.
Because maybe someone in our church has a homosexual child, and they won't donate to our coffers anymore. We don't want to offend anybody, but the culture war. We, you know, as Pat Buchanan pointed out in the documentary Cultural Marxism, he says we beat the communists, but we're losing the culture to the communists, the cultural Marxists. They're destroying this country. You've got men dressing up as.
Yes.
Men calling themselves women, reading to children in public libraries. Where are the men? Where are the mothers saying, enough, we're not putting up with this anymore? You know, we have corporate America. The whole month of June, my favorite month of the year, used to be celebrating a lifestyle
that is unnatural.
Unnatural, unbiblical,
right.
And it takes years off your life. And
absolutely.
Just look at this. And in fact, Milo, to his credit, when he spoke, he gave stats about the homosexual, him being one himself.
Amen.
And he said, you know, so many people in our, you know, we commit suicide at a higher rate. We die
absolutely.
At an earlier age. And all these facts. Why would you want to at least be neutral about it? Why would you say, hey, let's celebrate that? It's like celebrating suicide.
And did I hear him correctly when he said he's going to hell? I thought I heard Milo say that. Did he say that?
He said something like that. I don't know if he said
something like
that. Yeah. Well,
right.
That's tragic. And, you know, he needs our prayer. And of course, we as Christians, we have to minister to people. That's our job. And I felt that we had an obligation to, you know, to participate to some extent. I didn't ask to speak. I could have, but I said, no, I don't want to steal their thunder. You know what I mean? I mean, we have our own with our flag lawsuit. But, you know, they put us on their website. And by the way, the website is Super Happy Fun America. And again, the name like that, it was ridiculous on purpose. Because back when the story first broke a few months ago, here are these pundits. Super Happy Fun America is a radical right wing. And they say it's the term Super
right.
Happy. If one thing ever was, you know, the Fourth Reich or something like that. Okay,
yeah.
It's Super Happy Fun America.
Super Happy Fun America.
It was
really brilliant. The way they did the whole thing, they made it almost like a joke on itself. So that this insane backlash to it. This ridiculous people come out. When you name your organization Super Happy Fun America, and then on your website you have Elizabeth Warren as your Native American Affairs Director. Like, it's clearly a joke. Yeah, literally. And it's clearly a joke. And then you look at the reaction to it, and all these, you have the horde of the undead coming out to protest you. It's just like, it's just so hilarious. You just can't help but just
Well,
like,
they initially they listed Brad Pitt as their mascot, right?
Yeah.
And they did it so Brad Pitt, would he actually heard about it, and he got his lawyers to say cease and desist. And all these idiotic Hollywood millionaires were all, oh, this is horrible. They all make comments about it. We don't support this. It's horrible. This is evil. I mean, that was great. Talk about playing right in. They walked right into their trap. And,
Milo Yiannopoulos is the grand marshal of the parade, and he's a homosexual. So it's like clearly they're just joking around and trying to have fun with this. But just the backlash.
Absolutely.
It's perfect. They did such a great job with it, just to show how insane these people are. It really was brilliant.
And
you know that was really that to me was really unique to have a homosexual participate in a straight pride parade, because
yeah.
they're talking about, you know, there's hatred toward homosexuals. Well, how can you hate them and you have one as your grand marshal?
You have one as your grand marshal. And then, of course, you can't.
That's right.
And if you notice, all the protesters, they didn't say anything about that. They went to white supremacy. They went to racism.
Absolutely.
They went
absolutely.
To anything, because there's nothing really to criticize. You have people
nothing.
Celebrating their heterosexuality, and you have a homosexual
absolutely.
Leading it or
right.
associated with it. There's nothing to attack,
right.
so they had to attack a straw man. It was just, it's crazy.
I know.
Well, this,
I know.
See, this is what happened.
They're a pitiful group of manipulated people to direct their hate, their frustration, and anger in the wrong area, in the wrong direction.
Yes.
And America's traditions is what made us strong. The strength of our families is the strength of this country. And our
Amen.
Families are not created with unnatural relationships. Our families are with mommy,
That's right.
with poppy, united in marriage. And look at you and your father and your mother together through the thick, through the thin, through the good, through the bad. And that's what makes you and your sisters stronger and more productive citizens. And that's what we need.
That's what we need. And I think guys like
yeah.
Milo know that. He realized that. You know, if
Absolutely.
We weren't around, they wouldn't be around.
That's right.
But one of the things,
he
one
did
of the
so.
Takeouts is this. One of the takeouts is this. I mentioned earlier, Marty Walsh, just demonstrated what a pathetic leader he is. And his legacy, and I think Milo brought this up, his legacy that the great pushback of the cultural Marxists didn't start in Dallas, Texas, or Atlanta, Georgia, or some southern town. It started
right.
in Boston. And
right.
that's going to be his legacy. If he let
yes.
us fly, if we got the permit to fly the Christian flag back in 2017, in September 2017, there's a good chance none of this would have happened. So that's how
right.
I look at it. God's hand is in this whole thing. It's not. I had no intention of getting international media attention over our lawsuit, which is still pending
mm-hmm.
and it's still in the good. Media. And then these folks come. And I've known John prior to this. I met him at a function a number of times. I like the guy in Mark's of Haiti. I've been at a few events with Mark. Mark is the founder of Resist Marxism, which I think every American should belong, because we should resist Marxism and communism
Absolutely.
And socialism.
Yes.
And so what they, you know, they knew about the flag case, and then they decided to raise the straight pride. And the bottom line, the city said, "Oh, we don't accept the speech that you're putting up there." They, you know what, let them have their permit, and at least with us, they made the lying case that it was against the First Amendment, which is nonsense. But with the straight pride, well, okay, it's not a, per se, Christian thing, but we won't let you do it either. We just allow homosexual groups and transgender groups and communists, but not you. So they made
yes.
a big mistake. Their hatred of Christianity and their fear of their
yes.
of far left constituents, which they don't even support. They won't even vote for these guys, and half of these folks or more than half aren't even from the city. So
wow.
that's their legacy, and I they have to be thanked, because in an offhand way, because if it wasn't for their contempt and hatred for what we stand for, this would have never happened. Well, we got about
Absolutely.
A minute left, so Barbara, where can all of the millions of listeners and viewers learn more about your wonderful work?
Well, they can go on my website, BarbaraFromHarlem.com, and they can also pick up a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, which is available at Amazon and other popular outlets. And they'll learn more about my association with the Democratic Party.
Okay. You walked away a long time ago. How about you, Nathaniel? You get a book coming out?
No, not yet.
All right. Well,
you
when
will.
You do, we're going to have you on. We'll have you on the show. Yeah, My Life with My Crazy Father. That's the name of the book.
Yeah.
You're right.
Something like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both. Get a good rest tonight. We'll catch you down the road. God bless. And thank you for listening.
And
people
thank
listening
you.
To Kent.
God bless you. And thank you for hosting us. God bless.
Amen. I'm glad
thank
to
you.
Do it. You've been listening to Camp Constitution Radio with your host, Hal Shurtleff. And until next week, may God richly bless you.